Good morning, this is Mac representing Ella and Nicole with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the floodwaters at Ipswich are reportedly less severe than anticipated as the Bremer River peaked just below the major flood level. Warrego Highway remains shut and more rainfall thunderstorms are expected for southeast Queensland today. Major flooding is continuing along Worrell Creek and the Bremer River. Over 150,000 residents still remain without power in southeast Queensland. According to Premier David Crisafulli, there will be around 50,000 kids in southeast Queensland attending schools again today. There will be more than 350 public schools expected to reopen today. This was made possible with support from QBuild along with school principals, checking in on infrastructure and determining if the buildings are safe. In national news, a group of divers has found an additional 100 metres of hidden tunnel inside a cave on South Australia's limestone coast. The group, the Soggy Wombats, found the tunnel in the Pines Cave in Tantoola. The newly discovered tunnel was dubbed the Crazy Wombat Tunnel. They hope that the tunnel will connect to the nearby Stinging Nettle Cave, as cave divers continue to explore the underwater network. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has said that Peter Dutton had played directly into the hands of criminals who faked a terrorism plot in New South Wales earlier this year. A caravan full of explosives was found in the New South Wales town of Dural that police now revealed was a criminal con job made to divide the community. Dutton had earlier suggested in January that law enforcement had delayed in telling the Prime Minister and claimed he was being left in the dark. Law enforcement had deduced that it was a fake almost immediately, and Burke had said that Dutton was conned immediately and was not fit for national security. And in international news, food rations for Rohingya refugees in Bangladeshi camps will be halved as a result of the Trump administration's foreign aid freeze. The United Nations Made Food Agency, the World Food Programme, announced that the cut to the food rations will take effect from the 1st of April in Bangladesh. The UN Refugee Agency says the worsening conditions may push Rohingya refugees to attempt desperate and dangerous sea journeys to other countries. US President Donald Trump dismantled the US Agency for International Development and stopped most foreign aid. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger today, probably moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That is all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website at 4zzz.org.au.